When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Fly, just like a large, so many more, 10 in the mar, never a bar, hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P, nothing to you, but it's something to me, handsome as ever, and cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube, review for free, hey, this one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
It is tough because you have an athlete who you enjoy watching so much over the years, and you know, you have the South Florida connection, you know, but there is so much drama that surrounds him, and you never know with the social media stuff and how it's going to go and the sensitivity to it all. And you know, we're always going to have the great moments, but you know, I was really hoping that we could see all of this through, and to know that this breakup seemed inevitable, but now that it's here, it's tough. And so I can't believe that I have to bring the South Florida sports fan the news that Odell Beckham Jr. is no longer a Miami Dolphin. Why didn't Shams warn me?
And Leroy is going to bring you another PSA. And that is, Father Time, still undefeated.
Oof.
Mm. Like, well, what do you guys, like, I say this all the time. And for some reason, if you like the guy, you think he going, Father Time going to miss him. And if you hate the guy, Father Time go get him earlier.
Well, can we talk about this? The fact that when I was out one summer, that this guy, one week this summer, that Frog Boy spent an entire week campaigning for this?
Yes.
I don't know.
And that was campaigning.
Yeah. Marcos, did we not fight every day about this?
Hard to say.
Every day. And what I said was, is that I don't care how much it cost. A third wide receiver with all the guys that you had. Keep in mind, Craycraft, you had the new guys that you brought. Like, what is that money going to get you?
I don't know, but the thing that's funny is the first thing that he did was go and dance on Odell's dolphin grave right on the NFL Instagram account.
The guy who wanted him here.
Well, I don't know if I wanted him here necessarily. But it's really tough to say. It was a long summer.
No, it wasn't.
My head is cloudy. If you guys have the clips, no. I'd be willing to.
Can I just tell you, you came in hot. You that was your signing of the summer. Right? And I can't for the life of me figure out that the guy who wanted him so bad was the first guy to go scorched earth on him.
He goes, built a career off one catch, SMH, in the in NFL comments, which he has. This has gone viral in the comments because he's got 6,188 likes agreeing with him.
Wow.
But he's also upset because he's got about 130 people just mad at him for saying such a thing about a longtime NFL star.
Star!
It's ridiculous. yes. that he said that, because that is not.
It is ridiculous. I agree.
It's not true at all. But here's
how is it not true at all, Leroy?
It's not.
How is it not true at all?
Go look at his numbers. And
he legitimately like changed how receivers want to catch. Like he made that cool.
So, but that's not even. That's not even that. It's that we get to this point with all athletes who are aging. All of them.
But he's been aging for like six seasons then.
But he's been. But injuries make that process, you know. A little, you know, makes it more difficult. But the fact that if we take any of our old athletes, any guy that's been in the league for a while, we do the same thing.
Yeah, the old don't have it like they used to.
And you don't like it. It's a shame.
Imagine peaking in your rookie year.
If you play a certain type of football when you're 25. For some asinine reason, folks think that you're supposed to play like that till you're 40.
Can I just make one counterpoint to all this? Because I know everybody's just kind of mad at the Dolphins and they're like, they're fine with the decision because Malik Washington seems like he's coming on. Can I just, have a kernel of worry that I just like to throw out there? Because I know the Dolphins got to open up some spaces. Seems like some guys are coming back. But is their number one receiver not playing with a wrist that's dangling by a thread? Like, is this the smartest thing in the world to just get rid of what essentially could be an insurance policy? Because he says that he wants a bigger opportunity. Like, if you have a guy, if your star receiver is banged up, shouldn't you kind of keep on to Odell just in case?
Here's the assumption that you're making. Okay? You're making the assumption that if Odell got more opportunities, he would be better.
No, I'm not assuming anything. I'm just saying, Leroy, hear me out. I'm just saying this is my one counter to it. This is an offense that's very hard to learn. We've seen receivers try and come in here and make grave mistakes. It's ended in disaster. Mm-hmm. And Tyreek Hill has told you all year that he's playing on this thing that might need surgery. And, I'm just saying, in this sport, one guy, we've seen this with the quarterback, one guy gets tripped up. Should you have let it, like, what do we got, a month left in the season? Like, I don't really see the upside of it. Why not keep him there just in case? Because football.
Because even just in case wasn't contributing. Even just in case wasn't good enough. Even just in case they thought they had somebody who could do those things. That's why the just in case doesn't matter. Okay, I get it. You want some type of security. You know you have a veteran presence in the line. But have you seen him running routes and catching balls?
Yeah, he hasn't looked impressive.
Okay.
He hasn't looked impressive.
You have somebody else that's coming on that can do that. You have guys coming back. Like, to make this, here's what we do with older players. Oh, well, he can give us a little bit. They see him every day. Maybe he can't. Oh, well. We've seen him run routes. We've seen him take a stab at the ball. That ain't Odell. That ain't the Odell we know or we think we're going to get.
I get it. He's not the guy that he used to be. And certainly, and so go like ahead and a long time ago.
Go ahead, wait. Here's long, the thing. Long, long time here's, ago. Here's the thing that people say. Okay, but 30% or 50% Odell is better than what we have. Is no. it?
No, I'm saying if we end up with zero of Cheetah, who are we going to? Like, we're going to just.
You think, okay, so if you have zero of Cheetah, you think if you then put Odell Beckham in there, that's going to suffice? They're telling you no.
Okay. Well, are they telling me no, or is he upset because Odell's been a bit of a, you know, a drama case his whole career and he was sick of getting no opportunities and he was down on the depth chart?
You've seen him when he goes into games. What did he do?
He caught that slant one time.
There you go.
I think he had 5 catches this whole season.
I think he had nine for 55 yards.
Hall of Famer, everyone.
Listen, do you understand what you are saying I don't see what the big deal of the keeping.
I don't. I really like, I think that the whole thing is it. See, like, I feel like it's kind of one of these things where it feels like they're trying to, I guess, do right by him in some ways. You know, him, Mike McDaniel sold him on coming here. And all right, like, here's what happened. You have these two star receivers. Jonnu Smith has turned out to be a sensation. So you're at best four. Malik Washington has come along. He's, you know, now going to that. So now he's fifth. I'm just saying, football happens. We can go into this week and, like, what if Cheetah ends up having something happen to that wrist and he's not good to go? Like, you don't.
He's still going to be playing the same amount of time he's playing based on what he's done.
What are we going to put back out there? Grant DuBose? Who else? That worked out great last time.
Here, you're thinking of the name. They're thinking, and I'm seeing the production. He doesn't look like the Odell you think you have in your mind.
No, but I'm not expecting the Odell in my mind.
Then what are you
expecting? I'm literally talking about an insurance policy. Like, insurance, he's there.
What if he can't play? What good is an insurance policy that can't play?
But he's also, Leroy, there's also guys who are just playing way better than him. I'm saying, what if you lose one of those guys? What if you lose one of those guys? That's my point.
You're making my point for me. If you have to go all the way down to five or six and you have guys returning, then what good is that insurance?
You don't have guys returning. Like this, that's the case. I'm saying, Grant DuBose, the last time that he was out there, he lost a game for the Dolphins.
That's what he's even down the list. But
Cheetah doesn't seem like he's going to miss him because it's hard not to feel like this was a subtle jab at him. Or he's just a troll. I don't know. But it was said in the reports that they were looking at, you know, Odell and the Dolphins mutually parted ways because Odell wanted a place with more opportunities. And soon thereafter, Tyreek Hill tweeted, "Take advantage of your opportunity."
Right. Like, but it's not here. You could look at that two ways. He could have been talking about what he did with the Dolphins, or he could have been talking about, go ahead, player, you know, take advantage of it.
I don't think that's what he's doing.
But all right, fine. But I'm just like, dude, we have to stop doing this. Like, what if Odell had to play a whole football game?
Mm-hmm.
Could he help this team win?
I don't know.
That's the point. That's the point. Look at what week you're in, and you're still saying, I don't know?
But
move on.
Okay, but again, it's just my whole point of it is, like, you're not getting anything for him and there's no consequence. You know he's not going to hit his incentives. So I'm just saying, if God forbid something happens this week and you need for the last three games somebody with some experience, what if Jonnu Smith gets hurt? What if Tyreek Hill gets hurt?
Wait.
This is an offense we've seen, like, it's not easy to just pick up on the fly.
What part of, and I'm confused here, what part of he might not be able to play that still makes you think he can be an insurance policy and go in and play?
Yeah, but he has three guys that are really good in front of him.
So based on what you saw out of Odell Beckham,
mm-hmm.
You're telling me if he had more reps, he would be better?
That's obviously not – I don't understand why you think I'm arguing
because
that.
That's all that matters.
It's not. Like,
it is.
Hold on one second. Hold on, dude. We one of the things that ruined the Dolphins this season is they legitimately didn't have anybody who could run the offense when Tua went down.
Correct.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is this cost the Dolphins nothing. He's already there. And last year, I don't know if you remember this, they lost both of their pass rushers and had to sign dudes off the street. So all I'm saying is, I agree with you. He ain't what he is. He very clearly came into the season more banged up. All I'm saying is, wait a minute. You're just letting him go because he wants more opportunity. But God forbid something happens to one of your top three guys, and then I'm relying on who? A rookie and a Packers practice squatter?
But you're still making the assumption he can play
above those guys?
No, you're making an argument that if he got more opportunity, he would be able to outperform the guys that would have to come in and play. And I'm telling you, father time doesn't work like that. He might not be able to play.
Okay.
That's why this becomes easier.
Yeah, and I think also just the name, like he wants more of a chance somewhere.
Okay, think he's going to get a chance somewhere else?
Oh, for sure. Someone's
going to. Really?
Yeah, someone will pick him up.
Okay. Okay, and then what if he doesn't? Then what?
I don't know. I guess I was wrong. But I think that somebody will pick him up.
Okay. All right. There you go.
I'm telling you, we take
great players all the time. And when they get later on in their career, we make the assumption that they can help.
But did this happen?
They might not be able to physically play.
Did you see last night, though, what happened with the 49ers?
Yeah, guy walked off.
Because he's like, oh, you guys are replacing him with the guy whose job I had all year. And then that guy got hurt. And then all of a sudden, oh, now you want me. And he walked off. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Who are the most notorious guys to do that? Vontae Davis and Antonio Brown?
Antonio Brown. Nobody did like Vontae.
And Vontae retired. He was done.
Yeah. Vontae did it at halftime.
Rest in peace.
I would say that Antonio Brown, he was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, so you don't know where his mind was. And I don't really know what the mindset of this guy was. I try to think if there was ever a time that I would do something like that. And you get caught up in the game so much that I would always say, oh, you put, like, I remember one time, I give a perfect example. It was preseason. We talking about preseason. And I had just come off a year where I was, I think, an alternate to the Pro Bowl. And the very next year I got hurt and I limped for the whole year. I had a partial tear and I didn't get the surgery. And I limped all year. I played with a brace. Oof. That following offseason, they drafted Tommy Vardell. Right?
Old TD Tommy.
So when we go through camp and everything, I'm back or whatever. I'm back, ready to go. They play Tommy in the first half. And then they play me like I'm a rookie and play in the second half. Now I'm hot. I'm mad simply because, like, the rookies play second half. That's just the way it goes. But because they drafted Tommy ninth, they moved me back after, you know, the couple of years I had. So I'm hot. I remember running the ball one time. And Bill looked over at me and said, that's the way to run the ball. And I may have said some things. But I ain't come out. I was just mad. I wanted the football.
That's easy, fine. What'd you say?
Also, I can't say it. But also, that's the same year. The very first couple of weeks of the season, Tommy got hurt. So then they put me in. I ended up going to the Pro Bowl that year.
Can we just agree that I'm sorry about this argument? It's Frog Boy's fault in the first place. He wanted Odell Beckham Jr. He wanted him here, and now he dances on his grave.
For me,
career off of one catch.
This argument has always been the same with Marcos and with you. And we have this argument about various players all the time. And that argument is, you get so caught up in the name that you don't realize that these guys are getting old and it's not the same person. And you expect the same person. And we have this argument about other players. And it's not a knock on the player. It's just that father time is undefeated. And you may see the same player. You may see the same, but that player has learned how to do it differently to be productive. But when it ends, and it ends with everybody, when it ends, if you let it get to that point, it always ends like Marcos talking about Odell.
Yeah.
Put another name on the player there. Everybody does it the same way. I'll give you another perfect example. Chris Carter in Miami.
Oh, total bum.
That's my point. Yeah. When you find him, oh, Chris Carter. He was in year like 15. What the hell did you think you were going to get?
His hands were in year 15.
Different, though.
But that's my point. What's the difference between Chris Carter and Odell Beckham? Other than name and fame.
A speed school in Boca.
But when you understand what I'm saying, you guys do this with players in sports, and I am the first person to tell you because I went through it. The only thing that I didn't do is I wasn't that guy that was on that team that got what you guys what Marcos is giving Odell.
Just some
I didn't go that route. I knew how my body felt, and I was honest with myself. So. Yes, this happens all the time. You guys see the star, the name, what the guy has been, and that's who you want playing, but that ain't the guy that's showing up.
Thanks a lot, Froggy.
Guy sucks. Not my fault.
It is your fault. Totally you wanted him here.
You know he's going to be a Hall of Famer, right?
What? No, okay, this is egregious.
Right with DeMar DeRozan.
Why is he a Hall of Famer?
I looked at his numbers.
Trust me, I spent all
he's
morning
He's going to be
living.
A Hall of Famer.
I looked at his numbers. He has less receiving yards than Ted Ginn. He has less receiving yards than Mike Wallace.
There's no way that's true.
I swear to God, he has less receiving yards.
I don't believe you.
Let's look up the numbers. First of all,
we got to take a break. I'll let you look up the numbers during the break. It's Football Friday, brought to you in part by your South Florida Chevy dealers. You're looking for more power capability and technology with Chevy trucks. You're ready for anything Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. It is a Football Friday. We got lots to get into. Your Dolphins got a monster game. Weird stuff happened in a terrible game last night. We'll take a break. Back after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Better than birds of a feather, you and me. We'll change the weather. Yeah, I'm feeling heat in December when you.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Day, guys, up until 2 here on the program. Our Dave and Buster's gift card giveaway is back. And if you guys want to win that, you guys go watch some football, some Heat, Panthers, Canes, Hoops, and more. Enter now at WQAM.com/contest. Dave and Buster's eat, drink, play, watch sports. Congratulations to Cam Ward. He was awarded the Davey O'Brien last night for the nation's best QB, third Hurricane ever to win that, with joining Vinny Testaverde and Gino Toretta.
They also won the Heisman.
They did win the Heisman. He's not going to win the Heisman.
No. I mean, here's an indication of who's going to win the Heisman. When you win the best DB and the best receiver,
it's pretty good.
but here's usually the guy who wins the Maxwell wins it, right?
Yeah.
But Gentry won the Maxwell.
Hmm. Well, so, he had a great season too. Awards all around. Great crop of players.
Yes. I would say, like, yeah. I mean, kudos to Cam Ward, and I think it's an incredible story because it's not like Cam Newton, who started at Florida and then played D2, then came back to Auburn.
Yeah.
He started in D2 because that was it.
No, he's like the new guy, like Ed Reed, you could point to, of like, hey, nobody recruited this guy, you know, and zero stars and all that type of stuff. And here we go. What was that star? Ed Reed was what, 2-star?
2 or 3.
Two.
Yeah. I mean, Cam had 0 stars.
0 stars.
Yep.
That's so crazy.
Kudos to him. It's a hell of a story. Wish I could have saw it a little bit more at the highest level, you know, in the playoffs, but still excellent season, well deserved.
What do you think about this? You still buy that he's going to play in this Pop-Tart Bowl?
He's playing. He said it. He doesn't lie.
But what if he gets through? Like, you know, I was talking about with this with somebody last night.
But why? Here's what I don't get.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people tell you, and there is nothing about him that would indicate otherwise.
Yeah.
And yet you're still coming up with reasons why he won't.
Well, I really only have one reason. And that's because that hellhole is basically Florida MetLife. And I don't want him to, because I worry for him.
But you don't like you here. Can you think like an athlete and a competitor and not like a Tobin?
Look, I get
you. The guy loves to play football. He loves to compete. He wants to be able to chuck that thing one more time. There's nothing wrong with that. We starting to make it normal that, you know, if it's about money, I don't want to compete at this level. I'm waiting for the next level.
Okay, but that place is a dump. I don't want him to play. He's so above that dump of a field.
Again,
it stinks.
Is he above competing?
Is what?
Like, no, he's going to compete in the
pro over a breakfast page trophy.
Here, understand this. He's not a Bosa. He didn't come from, you know, Ohio State and high acclaim. This dude been fighting, clawing, and scratching to play football his whole life. And now that he gets there, he's going to not play?
But, like, Leroy,
it's his makeup. Like,
his makeup is going to be the number 2 pick.
Oh, my goodness. We are making it normal to do
that. Would you hold it against him if he did?
No, but I'm just saying, look at him. It's who he is.
Dude, you had a Greg, like, Cooper.
I've never.
Just listen. That place has been a house of Derek King blew out his knee.
Mm-hmm.
You had the Wisconsin, both incidents where we got Van Ginkled and the huddled around the heaters. Greg Cooper, remember him blowing out his knee on that stupid turf? They don't take care of it. It's a dump. Mm-hmm. It's like having a racehorse race on asphalt. It's stupid.
Mm-hmm. All right. Like, I don't like silly me. I just think that competitors love to compete, and it's hard to explain that because you think of everything else other than that simple fact. You've been competing your whole life. You want to compete. Some guys do. Some guys can say, nah, I don't want to do it this time. Like, I don't. That part I'm never going to understand. I'm just not. I'm not.
Okay. I understand that you don't like the principle of it.
No, it's not the principle of it. I'm just saying, understand, these guys are competitors.
If he wants to go out there and he wants to make his receivers look good or get some more shine for Xavier Restrepo,
he wants to compete because that's what he's done his whole life. Like, you're shrugging your shoulders to that, but that's like, that's how it is. Some of these guys are so intent on competing that the circumstances don't matter. I just want to win.
I demand the Pop-Tart Bowl move if they want him to play.
Where would you move?
They one time moved an entire card for John Jones because the state had looser drug restrictions. So they moved it from I think it was Canada. No, it was, I think it was I don't remember the state it moved to, but it moved to California because they had looser restrictions. And so what I'm demanding of the Pop-Tart Bowl is you move the game to Hard Rock Stadium. Man, take it or leave it.
Like, it just, like, it's...
You get a bigger crowd, one last ride, and Stephen Ross grows his own grass.
This is the difference
between... We have demands.
This is the difference between an athlete and a you.
Okay.
It just is. Like,
who was on a lazy river with De'Ara King, and who was not?
Yeah, being lazy. I just don't, like, a lot of these guys, when you talk to athletes, they will say, first and foremost, I love competing.
Yeah,
right?
I love competing. Poor Cam Kitchens is getting punked in his own locker room.
That's funny. It's still funny. Still funny.
Take a break. Back after this.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Wow. By the way, no chance.
What?
I recant that. I take that back.
No chance
Odell.
What?
Odell. I am closer to Odell Beckham than Odell Beckham is close to the top 25 in receiving.
Yeah. That's
tough. Woo! Want some names?
I didn't. Yeah, go ahead. Give me some names.
Jimmy Graham, more yards than Odell Beckham Jr.
Wow, really?
Tyler Lockett.
He was good.
He was, I mean, pretty good. Not bad.
Tyler Lockett.
You know, Tyler Lockett's good. Tyler Lockett's good.
Solid. Yeah, really good. Really good career. You know. Okay.
Adam Thielen. More yards.
Really
good.
Also very good, but like, I think.
What words are we talking?
None of them bigger fame stars than Odell Beckham.
You guys remember Tony Hill?
He had three, four good years, and it's all been downhill since.
Agreed.
Greg Olsen. More yards.
Great announcer.
Love that guy for sure. And I mean, some of these players, I'm naming some tight ends who will potentially make the Hall of Fame, but like Greg Jennings, Golden Tate, these are good receivers. These aren't Hall of Famers. And these all, and I was actually doing him a justice. I said he was 97th. He's 117th. Like not even T.Y. Hilton. AJ.
Again, though. I don't understand why you're starting to look like such a genius. You're the one who spent a week campaigning for this over the summer.
But they don't know that.
Like, all of a sudden, you get to act like, I was right on Odell Beckham. You wanted him here.
The only person I have to apologize to is Leroy. Leroy, I apologize for that show in which...
That whole week in which
Toby was out and I was campaigning.
You know how many times I heard, hear me out?
It was a good week. It was a good week. The only person... who I need to apologize to is Leroy. Everyone else who I'm upsetting on the internet, go to hell, dude. He sucks. Like, he hasn't been relevant. Everyone's like, what about that one half in the Super Bowl?
He was good for the Rams. Oh. You can't say that he was good for the Rams.
If he had Garrett, he would have been the MVP.
He would have. That's what we're talking about now, though. He would have done this.
But wait.
But he was good for that.
That moment in time happened long before you wanted him here, and you kind of missed that then.
Look, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I was wrong in that regard.
I just – the whole – the overall thing with stars – and guys that we can't, all we can see is what they have done and not what they are. And it happens a lot in sports. And then we get upset when the guy can't play like what we saw with New York, right? And I'm like, that's not a him problem. That's a us problem because we shouldn't be expecting that. Father Time is undefeated. You can hide it. You can cover it up. You can do, you know, different things. I use this analogy, and I've used it before. You know, the old roller coasters, when they go up, right? They click, 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 and then go down.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
Standard roller coaster behavior.
You know why they seem like they're going faster towards the middle or the end of the ride? Is because the turns get smaller.
Mm-hmm.
They're not actually going faster. So once you would take that initial drop, that's the fastest it goes. And the turns get tighter. And that's why it seems like it's going. When you play a professional sport, as your career gets going and you get older and you start getting hurt and your body starts failing, you anticipate better. You run routes sharper. You read defenses better. But as far as your speed and your actual skill, it's steadily declining. And so everybody wants to hear, oh, looks like you got that fountain of youth. No, your body doesn't work like that. But fans, when they say, oh, we're signing so-and-so, you don't think of 30-plus-year-old so-and-so. You think of what you saw on TV. And so you're disappointed when you see old Elvis. Yep. There we go. You can check.
It also makes it worse, though, when Calais Campbell is doing what he's doing at his age.
But here's a difference, okay? Calais Campbell is not as explosive as he was when he was younger. But what he is he's the same damn size. And so that enables him to still be productive because he can still possess a lot of that strength. And that's just the way it is. Have you seen Calais Campbell chasing somebody?
I mean, usually he's just there and he swallows.
Right. Exactly. So, like, yeah, we can pick and choose what parts of that, but that's a fact. That's a reality of sports. That's a reality of life that we tend to overlook depending on who the person is. So, like, we got to stop that. We got to stop that. It doesn't mean a player can't be productive when he gets older. But for people to start thinking that he can do this, that's why what LeBron's doing is amazing. But even LeBron's game has changed. LeBron didn't shoot a damn three until he got 30. And now he chucks them up all the time.
Been a tough year for him, though.
Huh?
Been a tough year for him. Bronny had a good game in the G League last night.
I heard he's three games, he's averaging 14.
Oh, whoa!
What,
dude? That's Drew Smith. You hang a banner for 14 points. Woo!
I'm not going to let you say anything about Drew Smith, dude.
Here's the deal.
Do you realize, like, Drew Smith is like, going to be better than Gabe Vincent? Like, he's killing it right now.
Here's the deal with you, Marcos. You base all of your information on points, rebounds, and assists. You refuse to believe, and there have been guys in the league that don't really score.
Yeah.
But are crucial and very important to a team's success. I give you a perfect example.
Yes.
Two examples.
Okay.
Dennis Rodman.
Yep. Probably the best rebounder of all time.
Draymond Green, triple single.
Yeah. Can I tell you the difference between them and Drew Smith?
The Golden State Warriors told you Draymond Green was more important than Clay.
He was, very clearly.
Okay, but he doesn't score a lot of points.
He's just like, you went in about face. Just do it. Here, try this on for size, Froggy.
All right.
Oh, you made this on? About face on Odell Beckham Jr. where please get him. And now you call him a bum. Just do the opposite with Drew Smith where you're like, he's a bum. And then you say, actually, he's really good. This is a great story. I was wrong.
But is it a great story yet, though?
Like, it is a great story.
Why is it a great story? He scores 11 points in 7 years. No, I just want him to do something significant.
Can it be, Marcos, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Can it be a great story right now?
No, because according to you, it's only December. How can we, it's only December. There's only been 20 something games.
But we don't have the same rules of his play as we do with Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler and Tua, we put on, when are you going to win a big game?
I guess the answer is you're just going to be a bastard about it. That's where you're going to be.
No way, dude. No way. That's not, I'm not being a bastard.
Eric Spoelstra said he has a superpower last night.
Now, see, and please, Dude, what? I hate when people talk and say stuff like this.
Superpower. That's what he said.
You, yes, I know that's superpower. What he said.
That's what he said.
But you have really, this you is the guy? Run with it. You run with it. You go too far with it. Right? Like, come on.
That's what he said.
I know that's what he said, but you stop all of a sudden acting like you didn't run with it.
Jimmy Butler said yesterday, he said on Drew Smith, he goes, I know you guys, we're not surprised. Jimmy Butler's not surprised. You're surprised, Frog Boy.
I'm not surprised, dude. The Heat do this every year. You guys remember James Ennis? The next LeBron James?
James had a nice career.
Oh, okay. Did he have a nice career? James
Ennis? He did have a nice career.
What's a nice career then?
Wait,
because he averaged 6.7 games.
Wait, Drew said 0-3. Let's not forget about mobile Tua.
What? Tua has been more mobile. I was right about it. Let me tell you what I'm actually 4-4.
You knocked into the shadow realm,
dude. You ruined
Tua. No.
You ruined the season.
Because he headbutted someone's chest. Does not mean he hasn't been more mobile this year. He hits his over almost every week. And he's buying time.
His over is 2.5 yards a game.
Beep. Mobile, dude.
Basically, his rushing, all he has to do is rush for social distancing.
You guys haven't seen him extend the play a little bit more this year? I know you've seen it. You guys
have been more elusive.
But that's not mobile.
That's what I wanted, though. I didn't want him to be Lamar Jackson.
No, you wanted him to be like
extend plays. Just extend the play a little bit. You wanted him to be a statue, dude. You wanted him to be like
safe.
Michelangelo or something like that. Just David with his little...
We wouldn't have lost the Colts game.
Well, we probably wouldn't have lost
the Seahawks game. Or the Titans game. We'd be in the playoffs right now if we did it my way.
Is that his fault, or is that the fact that we didn't plan with a backup quarterback?
It's your fault.
It's not my fault. I'm 4-4.
It's your fault.
Klay Thompson sucks. I'm actually 5-5.
Yeah. You've had some terrible sports takes.
I don't think so.
In recent
You have history. The sports take golden sombrero.
Yep.
That sounds good.
You did a hat trick.
No, it's not.
That sounds good. A golden sombrero is not good.
That's 4 strikeouts in a game.
If you go to a Mexican restaurant, they're handing out golden sombreros. You're going to be like, this is a good restaurant.
All right, that's a point.
Yes. I'm hot.
I'm hot.
4-4.
We'll take a break. Hour Tua is next.